Greetings, members and friends, and to everyone who is interested in knowing more about God through the study of the scripture text of the Bible. This Sunday's lesson is entitled, Why Do You Worry? And it is based on Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Life is a struggle against what is needed to survive and live, and securing and providing those things that are needed. This has always been true and the case with humanity. There is a saying that if one does not work, one does not eat. Jesus knew how much we can become anxious and worried about life's necessities. In the text today, he reassures his followers that life's necessities are one thing they should not anguish over. He said, more important than what we shall eat, drink, or put on is seeking and doing the will of God. He explains that God, who he refers to as our Father, already knows what we need. He points to the fact that God takes care of creatures and things far less important or valuable than those made in his image. And if God does that for them, doesn't it stand to reason God will much more take care of his offspring? Furthermore, he asks, what can we change by worrying or being anxious? The answer is nothing. So then, why do we worry if God cares so much and worrying doesn't change anything? Because worrying is something that comes naturally to us as human beings. Worrying is how we respond to perceived need or situations we don't have control over. We have a natural need to be in control. Worry is followed by the fear the worst or something close is going to happen. Fear can lead to panic, which leads to bad and unwise choices, and among them is often disobeying God. Jesus said to eliminate worry by placing our faith in God to control the uncontrollable. This is where worry begins, our fear of the uncontrollable, which includes also death and dying. He says, in essence, to just take one day at a time. With each day comes its own challenges and uncertainties, and dealing with them is enough in itself. He says to look to God to help us each day to manage the challenges of that day and not to become anxious about days we don't even know if we are going to see. Does trusting God mean that we are not going to have any problems, suffer any lack, or have any concerns about the future? Of course not. But trusting God does mean we don't have to face anything alone, and that we have a source of help who cares about us, is able to help us, and willing to help us. So those who really trust in God should not worry and do not worry, because they realize the worst thing that can happen is death, and God is in control of that. Well, I be sure to look over the lesson again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspectives on the meaning of the lesson to your class. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great Sunday school lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.